Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
It was the last thing they thought they'd find. A family went to see their 84-year-old father for the last time. They had prepared to have his funeral and went to the funeral home for the wake. But when they got there, Dad was nowhere to be found, although there was a body inside his casket. And folks, now we've got a lawsuit.
There are so many emotions. Long Island attorney Phil Rizzuto says he is suing the R.G. Ortiz funeral home for $16 million after he says they switched an 84-year-old father named Jose Diaz with another man with the same name.
We've learned that Mr. Diaz Sr. was cremated without the family's knowledge.
He says the man the family saw for the viewing did not even look like their loved one.
They tell the funeral director that's not my father. The funeral director says, yes, it is. They say, no, it's not.
The funeral home in Washington Heights could not be reached for comment. Rizzuto says similar suits have been filed against the business. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
And we will continue to follow this case, and we'll let you know the outcome. Big cleanup going on is right there in Rosedale, Queens, an 18-wheeler, as you've been hearing in our traffic report. The thing overturned, spilling thousands of gallons of fuel right onto the street. This happened on Rockaway Boulevard by Meyer Avenue. Both the FDNY and the Nassau Fire Department are out there. Just after 11 a.m. is when it happened, but guess what? It's still a big mess. You got 3,000 gallons of fuel out on the street, and it's likely to take up hours to clean up. It's unclear what caused that accident, but we know a bunch of streets are closed off in the area. Stay with 1010 Winds for traffic on the ones to help you get around the mess. Amid rising fears that AI is taking over everybody's jobs, Governor Hochul wants to make sure New Yorkers are prepared. She's holding a series of listening sessions now focused on how New Yorkers, and especially women, will experience AI-related job disruptions.
For those that are vulnerable, that we are ahead of the game in terms of teaching people AI competency that may help them keep a job, or in the worst case scenario, that they're in a workforce development retraining program that gets them prepared for another career.
Yeah, today's session featured several women whose jobs have already been directly impacted. AI is projected to impact administrative, clerical, and customer service work. And here in New York, women make up 84% of employment in those roles. Through these listening sessions, the governor says New York can develop new policies to support workers whose jobs will be impacted by AI. Kings Highway subway station just got a facelift. MTA Chair Dan Oliver announcing that completion today of a new accessibility improvement or two at the F station there in Gravesend.
This station is more than 100 years old, opened in 1919. It is pretty difficult to do these projects. I just want the public and everyone to understand, in stations that's old, you don't have enough room for dropping all these elevators in. The structure, when we uncover it, usually is eroded and in challenging shape.
Along with becoming fully accessible, the station also got platform, roof, and mezzanine improvements. Speaking of the MTA, they set a goal for the year 2040. The entire bus fleet should be zero emissions. But a new audit says, that's not going to happen. Not on track.
It's the largest bus fleet in the nation with nearly 5,800. And State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says getting it to 100% emissions free is proving to be difficult. So far, the MTA has just 75 electric buses. The comptroller says the MTA is relying on one manufacturer with limited capacity. Chairman Jan Oliber agrees.
The electric buses that we have tested so far have not been up to standards. They break down too frequently. We put the manufacturer on notice.
The comptroller also says the cost has gone up. Replacing the full fleet would cost around $12 billion. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, if you want to own an actual MetroCard vending machine and play, I don't know, Subway at the house, you got a couple of hours to left to bid in the MTA's auction. We told you about this earlier. Offers must be received by 8 o'clock tonight if you want a shot at owning a piece of New York City transit history. Yeah, the machine stopped vending MetroCards, as you know, last year when the MTA phased them out in favor of the digital tap-to-pay Omni system. Well, MTA hasn't said how many machines are being auctioned off, nor how high the bids are going, or how many have been received. By the way, before committing to a bid, think about whether you have space for this thing. Did you hear? It's about 1,000 pounds, 80 inches long, 42 inches wide, and 36 inches deep. And again, you'll get this if you want to, I don't know, play MTA subway station at the house or whatever. Police still on the hunt this afternoon for the hit-and-run driver who killed a father of five riding a bike in the Bronx last night.
The family of this man killed identifies him as 51-year-old Angelo Camaro, a father of five they say was heading home from his work as a mechanic on his bike when he was run over at Longwood Avenue and Bruckner Boulevard around 9:30. Manny among those who have come here and left candles at a growing memorial.
Family trying to go home, you know, so you never know. The drivers in the Bronx don't follow the rules.
Witnesses are saying this BMW first hit two parked cars at high speed before striking Camaro and then hitting a car, injuring a woman inside. We're told she's in stable condition. That driver then got out of his damaged wreck and into another car to flee the scene. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in the Longwood section of the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.